A question came to me, and that is what we'll be talking about today. Do I really believe? Do I really believe? Do you really believe? Let's go to Romans chapter 10. In the book of Romans and chapter 10, there is something in that verse 5, Romans and chapter 10. I think we'll read from verse 5 to 13. And please, those online watching us, thank you for joining us from all over the continents of the earth. We're happy that you could join us online. For those who are online who could be here physically and couldn't, we're happy you're online, but please don't make it a habit that when you can gather physically, you decide, oh, today I'll just stay online. There are some things that can happen online. There are some things that may not happen online. You need to be physically present. To God be the glory. Romans chapter 10, from verse 5. If you read in context, the discussion here was Paul writing to the church in Rome. This young man is going to become an evangelist. But please tell him that it's time to evangelize and time to... Please, ushers, can you... I was going to say give him some Easter egg, but I remember the song. Just give him some scriptures to go and memorize. Go and teach him the daily declaration, you know. You know. So the discussion was Paul writing to the church in Rome, and his pain about the people of Israel, his Jewish brethren, that they don't really know God. That's the bottom line of the discussion. That they do have a zeal for God. They have a zeal. They know about God, but they don't know God. You see, I grew up being told and taught about God. Some of our young people, children now, they know about God. And I'm praying that one day they will know God for themselves. They will encounter, they will, you know, personally. And then we do have some adults also. We're not ruling that out. You might be shocked that all the knowledge you have is just about God, but you don't really know God personally. Those are completely two different things. Knowing about and knowing personally. And even the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing. But then hearing about the word of God. Do you know that you can even hear about someone, hear about a thing, and still don't know what you heard? Because what you heard, you've given it your own personal interpretation. It's come to you in a way you which you heard it. And usually we hear things based on our inner perceptions. You see, the way you see yourself on the inside, all the biases you have, everything you hear is colored by your bias. Somebody comes to you and says, I love you. Maybe because you've been maltreated in the past, you are suspicious of even somebody coming with a genuine heart, saying, do you know I love you? But what you're hearing is not that I love you. What you're hearing is, here is one of them again. And meanwhile, the person probably genuinely meant they love you. So I'm praying today that the word of the Lord will change the inner man, that inner image in us. Those biases will be uprooted. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, every imagination, every thought that is not in line with the way God wants us to think, that the word of God will come and uproot, and there will be a planting of the truth. And the truth will not just hear, we will know, and will make us free. So Paul was writing to the church. They have a zeal of God, but it's not according to knowledge. Remember what we're talking about today is, do I really believe? Do I really believe? Do you really believe? So Paul began to talk about the way they went about their zeal for God, which was not according to knowledge. You know, have you ever been described, you hear someone describing you and you're wondering, is this really me? Somebody just says some things about yourself. I remember many years ago, I faced this terrible, terrible persecution. And the way my name was spread about and what I began to hear about myself, this person would tell me this person said this about me, that person said this. Same person was spreading some terrible rumors about me. It got to a point that, you know, I was hearing and this person would come, oh, this is what we heard again, that's what we're... And I began to look at myself, is this really me? I didn't recognize myself anymore. It led me into depression. I won't lie to you. But you see, whatever anybody has told you about yourself, you will hear the truth today, and the truth will make you free. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. If you are in Christ Jesus, you are in right standing with God. God does not hate you. God loves you. You might have made some mistakes in the past, but that's not what defines your life. And mistakes are not the end. Wrong choices are not the end. You can as well choose, if you're going the wrong direction, you can choose to go in the opposite direction. One of the greatest tools God has given us is the power of choice, to make a decision, to choose, to say, you know what, from today I choose, this is the way I'm going. This is the way I'm going to start thinking. And I believe this month God will help us to deal with our thoughts so that we can change our thinking and start thinking the way God wants us to think. So we get to verse 5 of Romans chapter 10, and was telling them that Moses is explaining what righteous really is. The righteousness of God, not the righteousness of man. You see, some of us are living by laws and commandments and traditions of man. The culture of maybe where you come from, they tell you this is how we do things, where we come from, and all these things are just traditions of man-made, but they are not God-made. You know, thank God for that song, but do you know now that the tradition across the world now introducing to our children is Easter, is about Easter bunnies, Easter eggs. Let's do egg hunt. Let's do that. Is that what Easter is all about? That's not what it's all about. But then the tradition has taught our children, your children, my children, and we adults too have bought it. Go to any shops now. You see all the eggs. In fact, I remember when I was young, you know, before I came to Europe, I used to hear about Easter eggs. And in all sincerity, I thought they were literal eggs. The eggs that, you know, chickens lay. And then I got to Europe and I found out that the eggs were chocolate. Dr. Patrick, why are you looking at me like that? Did you also think the same way? Or you don't believe in anything? Which one did you believe, sir? Eggs? Nothing. Chicken. It's so funny. Some of our children have not seen live chickens before. Wura will remember the first time we took our children to the safari park, Nosy Safari Park. We were shocked some years ago that some of them had never seen a live chicken, those who grew up in this country. Live chicken. They see it on TV. They hear, kukuruku. But now seeing one, it was a shock to them. Oh, that's a cockerel. They were so excited. You know, I'm not embarrassing two young men, but I remember the first time we took them to Nigeria. And we woke up in the following morning. And there was kukuruku. And one of them said, oh, that's a cockerel. That's a cockerel. Tradition. Culture. You will be shocked, I'm telling you, at some things some of us believe, or the traditions and cultures that have informed our belief system, but they are not right. And Jesus says something. Your traditions, your culture, they make the word of God not to have any effect in your life. So let's be careful, because this is what was happening here. And Paul began to tell them, this is what the righteousness of God is. It goes down to verse 7, who will ascend, who will descend to the deep? That is, bring Christ up again from the dead. But he said in verse 8, what does he say? The word is near you. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now look at verse 9. Verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, look at the next line, that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Please pause on that verse 9. Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. What do you confess with your mouth? What do you believe in your heart? And this is the question that I woke up with today. Do you really believe that Jesus died and he rose again? Do you really believe, please pause, that Jesus died and then he rose again? Do I believe in the resurrection of the dead? That Jesus actually was battered, bruised, he died, and on the third day he rose again? Or is it that I just took it and have a mental assent that, yeah, well, they said he died and he rose again? But deep, 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 deep down, you don't really believe. Do you know why? Because the Bible tells us that that is the foundation of our faith. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, if we don't really know, believe that that happened, then you will find it hard to believe anything about God. Please just pause. As simple as that is, as profound as that is, that might be the reason why some of us are struggling in our faith. You pray and things don't happen, and then that's it, you give up. Or, you know, like that man that brought his son to Jesus, disciples, they prayed. They couldn't cast out the spirit worrying the boy. The boy was foaming. The boy would, you know, just pass out until they brought the boy to Jesus. And what Jesus addressed was that, what's happening to their faith? In other words, do they believe? They've been with me. He was rebuking his disciples. They had been walking with him. Listen, they've been walking with him. But still, they were struggling to believe. Do you know that even up until when Jesus went to the cross, and that point at which he died, it actually revealed that they did not really believe him. And when, you know, Mary went to that tomb and told them the tomb is empty, they did not even believe until he had to appear. And one of them was not there when he even appeared to them. Until I see his side, I see those hands that were nailed, I will not believe. He walked with him. Excuse me. Do you know the shocking thing, Dr. Uche? They saw him raise Lazarus from the dead. They were there. They saw him perform miracles. They saw him multiply 5 loaves, 2 fishes. They saw him cleanse the leper. They saw him heal the blind, the lame. They saw all these things. Listen, that is why I know, let me tell you this, that miracles is not a validation. Miracles is not necessarily a validation that you and I believe in God. Look at the children of Israel. Did they not see miracles in the wilderness? Did they believe? So some of us are praying for miracles. You will see a miracle, but let me tell you, that is not what will make you believe. The miracle can aid your belief system, but deep down, do you believe that Jesus died and Jesus rose from the dead? Do you really believe? That's the question today. That is the question. A pause, seller moment for us to ask yourself, wait a minute. I've been singing about it. I've been talking about it. Every Easter will come. We wish ourselves happy Easter. We do, but do I really believe? And what is your faith really like? You know, I'm not trying to get sympathy, okay? But I just need to use this as an illustration. Some of us, the problem why we don't believe is because we have seen death. We've seen disappointment. We've believed, we've prayed, our prayers have not been answered. There are things we've been praying for years. And momentarily, maybe we get a little relief. We get a temporary victory. And then it slips away. I think it was around 9 a.m. Yeah, around 9 a.m. Exactly this time, this day, 3 years ago. Exactly. I had a funny dream. Okay, maybe I need to share this. And maybe somebody had a dream, I don't know. At times when I'm hearing things, let me just say it, because it might mean something to someone. I had a nightmare, what you would call a nightmare, very horrible dream. And in the dream, I'm not going to tell you who I saw, but it was some big traditional ruler, and the was threatening me in the dream. I will deal with you. By the time I finish with you, you will see what happens to you. Real. You know, have you dreamt before and it's like you wake up in the morning and the dream is real? You wake up into real life and the dream kind of continues. And in that dream, threatening me, I will deal with you. By the time I finish with you, you will see what. And I got really angry in the dream. I got very angry. And I'm saying this to somebody, please get angry. If you had a horrible dream and you were threatened in your dream or some terrible beast was chasing you. I've gotten to a point in my life now, just that I feel, you know, my wife takes the brunt at times. I see anything chasing me in my dream. I get angry before I used to run. I'm telling you. I used to run. And it would be chasing me. And I wake up. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And then you'll be scared to go back to sleep. Now, anything chases me, I turn back and I chase the thing. Because one day I woke up and I was very angry. The Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I thought and I thought and I thought and I thought about it. See, this is the power of your thinking, changing your inner man, changing your thoughts. And I thought about it. So if the greater one is in me than anything in the world, why should I be afraid of anything that is chasing me? Do you know another scripture, Romans chapter 8, if God be for us, if God be for me, who can be against me? And I thought and I thought and I thought and I thought and I got angry. Nothing will scare me again. It was like, let me dream. Let anything come. And since then, you come, chase me in my dream. I turn around. And I start chasing the thing. You come against, I will confront you. I don't play defensive anymore. I go on the offensive. True story. It's just that unfortunately, Mrs. Mario, unfortunately, at times, these dreams, I get so angry, like I had one 2 days ago. And I was there with my brother. We were entering my parents' house. And then all of a sudden, a fierce dog just came and was jumping at me. And the dog was coming right at me. I was mad in the dream. I just did like that. And my wife said, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry. It was a dream. I didn't know when I kicked my wife. The way you are looking away from me, have you been kicking? I was so mad. I'm not joking. You're laughing. If you know who you are, that's just where we're going. Do you know who you are in Christ? But do you really believe? Because what has affected, damaged our belief system is because we have seen death. So 3 years ago, I had this horrible dream. And I woke up, I was so angry. I remember before I came to life, I turned and I faced that horrible person threatening my dream. I said, the way I will deal with you, by the time I finish you, I finish everybody around you, you will not try nonsense with me again. Then I woke up. I woke up Dr. Mario. I said, oh, Lord, I don't like this dream. I don't like this dream. So I came downstairs. This was in the heat of the lockdown 3 years ago, 2020, April 9. So I came downstairs. You know, those were the days we used to learn to do Facebook Live broadcasts from the church. So it was a Thursday. So I just came. The keyboard was in my house. I still have that video of that particular service, April 9th, Thursday. And I got on the keyboard, and I was just worshiping. I was just worshiping. I was playing, and I was worshiping because I was disturbed by the dream. And then I felt light, and then my phone rang. It was a video. It was my sister. She said, I've been trying to call you. And then she just zoomed the video on the bed. It was my mom. She was doing CPR. You know what CPR is? What do you call it, Dr. Uche? Cardiopulmonary. When somebody has stopped breathing and then they don't. So just went, kept doing it. She said, mom is not breathing again. I looked. I said, let her go. I said, just leave her. Let her go. She kept on. I said, no, leave her. And April 9th, 3 years ago, my mom passed away. Now, what I'm saying is, would I have wanted to pray that God should raise up from the dead? And if she came back to life, it will help my faith? Maybe. But some of us, because we have experienced such deaths, we don't believe again. That's where I'm going. Oh, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Why did my mom die? Why did this happen? Why did this bad thing happen? Why did I lose my husband? Why did my child die? We prayed. You know, I remember too. What year was 2020? Is it 2020? December? Or December 2019? Was it December of 2000? You know, when we had a daughter and our daughter died, we carried the baby from the hospital, carried her to the church, laid her on the altar, the church we were pastoring then in Nigeria. So I'm not leaving this place until this girl comes back to life. We prayed from like 6 a.m. to like 12 noon. She didn't come back to life until God opened somebody's eyes and said, look, let her go. I saw her going to glory. Things like that can damage your faith. And when you search yourself, I don't believe in all this Jesus. I don't believe he rose. He died and he rose again. And that is why it's affecting some of us. But do you know that when we die, we actually sleep? The dead in Christ will rise again. I know my mother is in heaven. I know my mother because I know the last words she said. I know all through her life, her faith in Christ. So why didn't she come back to life? I think it was time. As painful as it is, I woke up this morning, my wife remembered, and I just found out I felt very good. I didn't handle it well, maybe 1 year, 2 years ago. Please don't get me wrong. There's a place to grieve. there's a place to mourn. We are human. I mean, when I remember my mother, I cry. But I don't cry that she's dead. I just cried. I miss her. Just miss her. But I know she's with the Lord. And it doesn't dampen my faith. So I'm just saying this. You have seen evil. You've seen terrible things. And it's affected your faith. The question is, do you really believe that God raised Jesus from the dead and he rose again? Because that is the foundation of our faith. If you don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth. The Bible says all our preaching and all our faith is in vain. Completely in vain. If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5, chapter 15, you know, I would encourage somebody, go home because of our time today. I won't go in depth, but go and read 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Talks about our faith. Oh, everything about our faith is based on Jesus dying and rising again. If you don't believe it, you won't believe anything. You will pray and you don't really have faith. Your faith is just like a mental asset. So today, the aim of this word is to get us to that place where we really believe that Jesus died. And why did he die? He died so that, one, all my sins, your sins, are forgiven. He went to the grave. He conquered death. He conquered hell. He conquered the devil. Came up and gave the keys of victory so that those of us who are in Christ Jesus, whether we live, whether we die, we are still more than conquerors. Romans chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. They don't walk after the flesh, but they walk after the Spirit. Why did Jesus die? So that my sins are forgiven. And when my sins are forgiven, iniquities, diseases, I can believe. Listen, the Bible tells us, think about it. God has only one begotten Son, and he gave that begotten Son for you. If he can give that only one Son he had for you, for me, how much more shall he freely give you anything? Think about it. The worst that can happen is death. The worst that can happen is I have one thing, the only thing I have, and I release it to you. Do you think I won't be able to give you any other thing? That is the crux of faith. If God can give me Jesus, give the life of Jesus for my sake, there is nothing too hard that God cannot do for me. I just need to change my thoughts. Now listen, let me close with this scripture. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, it tells us we're in a battle. But our battle is not with flesh and blood. We're not battling. We're not fighting people. We are fighting powers. It's a spiritual battle. When I say spiritual, unseen, there are forces that we are fighting against. At times, some of us think that the problem I have is this person who doesn't like me. Oh, they don't like me in my workplace. And then you decide, I'm leaving the workplace. And then I resign. Oh, my wife doesn't like me. My husband just can't stand me. You think it's ordinary? We are not wrestling against flesh and blood. There are principalities. There are powers. There are rulers of the darkness, there are spiritual wickedness hosts in high places. Let me tell you something. There are times I've had quarrels with my wife. And literally, that day why? I'm struggling with something coming to my head to say to my wife. And I'm fighting that thing. No, don't say it. And then I will hear, if you say this to your wife, you're looking for trouble. And I'm fighting. And then I'll go and say it. And then World War III will start. There are influences influencing people against you, influencing human beings. But the greatest mistake we make is we fight a human being. Oh, yeah, let's pray. All the witches in your village, die. And then when you hear witches in your village, you remember that your wife comes from the same village with you. So it's your mother-in-law. It's her grandmother. It's this. Or it's even that auntie in the village or someone. And then when you are praying, you're actually praying for a human being to die. Please, let's be honest. Some of us, if you hear the word witch now, it's your grandmother you're seeing. But no. It's a principality, a spirit, the unseen, influencing a human being. I won't fight the human being. I will deal with the power behind the human being. Because greater is it. I'm in Christ Jesus. I know who I am. That has changed my mentality, my thinking. Run? No. The righteous are bold as a lion. I tell myself, what's the worst thing anybody can do to me? Kill me. And guess what? You kill me, I'm going to heaven. So I got no fear. I'm not afraid of you. Oh, do you know? Oh, don't underestimate the power of the dad. That guy comes from a wicked family. Ah, they kill people in that family. Those are the kind of people I like meeting. You kill people. By the time I deal with the power behind you, you will know you are part. Sorry. Why am I? Sorry, I'm not pointing at you. I'm pointing at the world. We don't fight human beings. Stop fighting human beings. Ephesians 6:12 tells us what we wrestle against. Then if you now go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 6, we're talking about winning permanent victories. If you don't change your thinking, you won't win no victory in life. If you don't know who you are, how you see yourself, in Christ, who God has made you. Do you believe? Do you really believe in the resurrection of the dead? That Jesus died and he rose again. If you can believe that today, you will see how your faith, your walk with God will change. I am telling you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 6, said, though we walk in the flesh, when we're alive, we're in this world. We go out, we come in, we see people, we interact. There are all sorts of things. He said, but we don't war after people, after the flesh. That's just what it means. It said the weapons of our warfare are not kind of mighty through God, pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds are, he's broken it down here. Imaginations, the things you just imagine. You hear somebody say something, you imagine this is what they are saying, you start fighting. Because of your own inner self, how you see yourself. Even some people, I used to have struggled with low self-esteem that even if you praise me, no, you're just trying to make me feel good. Who knows what I'm talking about? You suffer so much rejection in your life that even when you accept it, you say, no, I'm dreaming. It's not, it can't be true. And listen, anything, if you keep thinking like that, you will keep going back to the ground zero. You get married, you believe your marriage can't work because all around you people are divorcing. Any little thing happen, well, I said it. A marriage can't work. If you think like that, your marriage won't work. I believe in Jesus. I believe he died, he rose again. I believe God gave me Jesus. He died for my sake. There is nothing I can ask God that he will not give me. I want victory. I want peace. I want joy. I deserve to be happy in life. I was not born into this life. The mandate God gave mankind is to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, have dominion, subdue. I didn't see there that come to this earth and suffer. Come to this earth and keep fighting everybody. Imaginations. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, the truth about what God has said, of who God is and what God says you are. Those are the things we are battling. So bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought. If you can capture your thought, if you can control your thought life, and you stop allowing thoughts to control you, you will be a permanent victor. Let's just pray. That's just how much I can say, Lord. I believe in Jesus. What are we praying about today? Today, Easter Sunday or Resurrection morning, whatever it is, tradition. Some of us, they tell you don't eat meat. That's all you know. What's that got to do with your salvation, please? What's that got to do with you changing your thought pattern and having permanent victories in life? You can eat meat. You don't eat meat. It's not going to change nothing. Listen, you need to see what God is saying and who God is saying you are. One prayer point today. Lord, help me to believe that Jesus died and rose again because of me. Help me to believe. Help me. I don't want to, even if you think you do, just pray this prayer today. Help me to see that you gave Jesus for me. And the Bible says if you believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you believe? If you believe that he died and he rose, there is nothing you're asking God for that he can't do for you.
Says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10, for with the heart man believes, and with the mouth confession is made. Can you just declare this today as you have asked, Lord, help me to believe that Jesus died and Jesus rose again? Please just say, Heavenly Father. Everybody, please pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending your word to me today. Please stop playing. Stop playing. Let's just pray. Everybody pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you have sent this word to me today. And your word never returns to you void. I believe your word has accomplished what you said about me in Christ Jesus. I believe that this word you sent today has healed me and delivered me from destruction. I believe that you gave Jesus to die for me, your only begotten Son. He died so that he can take away my sins, take away all my iniquities, and he got victory in the grave. And when he rose from the dead, I rose up with him. I believe my sins are forgiven. I believe all my iniquities are forgiven. I believe you have redeemed my life from destruction. I believe that Jesus rose again from the dead for my sake. I believe this in my heart, and I confess it with my mouth today. And I declare that Jesus is my Lord, Master, Owner, Maker. I receive you, Lord Jesus, into my heart. I receive you to abide in me, and I in you. I believe you are the resurrection and you are the life. I am in you. From today, there is therefore no condemnation. From today, I have victory. If you are for me and you are with me, nothing can stand against me. I will never lose a battle because you are my greater one who lives inside of me. I am your righteousness. I am bold. I am more than a conqueror. Nothing can separate me from your love. No death, no life, no principality, no power. I am fully persuaded that I'm more than a conqueror and I have overwhelming victory. From today, whatever confronts me is fighting you. And whatever battle you are involved in, Lord Jesus, you can never lose. From today, I am a winner. I will never lose a battle because all my battles belong to the Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I declare I am a victor, not a victim. In the name of Jesus, I am seated together as Jesus rose from the dead. I rose with him and I'm seated with him in the heavenly places, far above principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. Whatever power, whatever force is fighting against me, in the name of Jesus, I take my authority right now and I bind you in the name of Jesus and I declare my victory in Christ Jesus. I believe Jesus died and rose again from the dead, And because God has given Jesus for me, nothing is impossible for me with God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please, with your own lips, just thank God. Just thank Him. Just thank Him for, some of us are fighting battles right now. Thank Him for victory over that battle.